Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Tuesday night. It's time for the Yes and Yes Music Show. I'm your crazy, wacky, lovable host, Scott, along with my beautiful sidekick co-host,
Sandy.
And we're going to go rocking and rolling tonight. We'll go here and there and everywhere. Yes, we are. And we also got an announcement later on in the show, so make sure you stay tuned to listen. And right now, we're just going to start with Born to Hand Jive.
No.
hand job. Yeah, from the movie Grease.
Grease is the word that you heard.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
He's singing again.
Singing in the rain. I'm singing in the rain.
Honey.
Yeah, I know. Just play the song.
Yeah. Music, not you singing.
Okay, well, you know what? I guess I'll just play the next song. Sing You're Such a Foxy Lady. My baby song, Foxy Lady. Man, it's tonight's AGT. Hey, they got no more buzzers to buzz, do they? Everybody's using their buzzers now.
Yeah, they do.
Who's left? Heidi?
No. This is the week they start the live shows, I believe, which means they have celebrities that come in and sit with them, and the celebrities have buttons.
Oh.
Well, I'm sorry, no. It's part of the live. This is where they start where with the judges, with the celebrity judges, then they go to the live lives.
Gotcha.
And the celebrities have a button they can push when they're there. So we got four more ones that are going straight through.
Gotcha. Man, American Ninja Warriors last night. Man, that was a tough course. You know only three people finished? Our girl didn't make it, though. She's going to the finals, but she didn't finish the course. Our girl, Megan. She made it. They're all doing, what is it? Oh, American Gladiator.
Because of that one freaking thing that they had.
I know, man. That thing was hard. I don't even think I could do that, even if I was in shape. Man.
Now, it took guys that's been doing the ninja for fucking years that took them down.
Yeah, it did. Man, and then we had Spartan after Ninja Warriors was Spartan.
That was awesome.
Sunday night, 2-hour season finale for Spartan on ABC.
Wouldn't you know the Ninja Warriors are the ones that came in first last night?
Of course, Ninja Warriors rule. So they're going to the finals next week, and the Warriors are in it. And the Warriors are in it.
I would love to see the Ninja Warriors take that.
Oh, that'd be awesome, man.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it would. We got a lot of good lineups. And then what is it coming up in September? Is Law and Order SVU's coming back in September, season 15? Can you believe?
I don't care about that.
I don't care about that. Yeah, you like SVU.
I don't care about that.
I can't wait till my girl comes back.
I don't care about that either.
Yeah. We get to watch Night Shift this week.
I don't care about that either.
What are you waiting for?
Chicago Fire.
Oh, yeah. We got to find out what's happening. Yep. The way they left us hanging that time with all them firefighters in there. Haven't seen it when that's coming back yet, though.
October.
October? Does that mean Chicago PD's coming back in October, too? Because they come back usually together.
I think it was October. Might have been September. Either September or October.
I think it's September because SVU comes back in September. They usually all come back together.
They better come back freaking soon.
Real.
Can't believe they laid me hanging that way.
Hanging? You mean hanging.
They see me hungin'.
You can see where she's going tonight, folks. This is her fight song.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart.
That was fight song. So that's your fight song for Chicago Fire, huh? This is my fight song. They better put my show back on, or NBC's going to get their ass beat. This is my fight song. Yeah, I can just see you going to NBC. Put my show back on, damn it. I demand it now. That's it. I'm going to Nielsen Ring.
Right the way they left me hanging, damn it.
You'll be all right.
That's not right the way they left me hanging.
But they did that because that means you'll be glued to that TV set the night it comes back on.
That's not the point. They left a lot of the good firefighters in that damn building to burn up. Are they burning up this whole damn time that we're waiting for it to come back on?
Yeah, they're going to be roasted marshmallows.
You're funny.
They only do that because you're living on the edge.
Well, I'm trying to bet you. Make up your...
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way, and God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. We're living on the edge.
Living on the edge. That's why they leave those shows like that, so you're living on the edge for them to come back. That's why they do that.
They're not right.
Well, I didn't say they were right, but that's what happened. All right, we're going to go with an oldie from Eddie and the Cruisers, which is John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. Here's the Garden of Eden, and then when we come back, we got our little announcement.
Thank you.
John Cafferty, the Beaver Brown Band, Garden of Eden, from Eddie and the Cruisers 2. Yeah, now it's time for the big announcement. Would you like to deliver the news, or you want me to do it?
Am I going to have a baby?
Who what? Do what? Somehow, I don't think we're on the same page.
Have you guys seen your eyes just now?
Ladies and gentlemen, what we have here is failure to communicate.
Oh, fucking shit.
There's nothing like giving your partner a heart attack like you're on the radio.
Yeah. Like my grandkids don't do that enough, right?
I thought I might want to help. No, the big announcement that he's talking about, that we will not be back here until August 1st.
Which is 2 weeks from tonight.
And when we do come back, we're not going to be an hour and a half show anymore. We are going to be a 2-hour show.
Woo! Party! That's the next half hour of music.
Apparently, somebody's talking too much and not paying enough music.
Keep digging that hole.
Whoa!
The one right next to Callie.
Oh.
Keep digging that hole. No, folks, the reason
Let's try that again. Yes, he talks too much.
No, the reason why we're going to 2 hours instead of an hour and a half is because, one, you get extra listening time for music. And two, we just have a lot of fun doing this.
Because he talks too much.
People, you see what I got to put up with? And I do this twice a week. Ay, 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 caramba.
See, even my daughter agrees he talks too much. See?
Yeah, she ain't right in the head anyway, so I ain't worried about that.
That's not nice.
Okay, she's left in the head, okay?
At least she has a head.
Whoa! Unlike
you the other day that just left yourself with nothing upstairs.
And it's still not up there.
See? She still ain't got nothing upstairs.
She was knocking at the door and I didn't let it in.
Oh.
So it ran back away.
That's a gray head getting to her.
Yeah, no doubt.
Woo!
Folks, all I can say is, Lord have mercy on a country boy.
Woo!
Wild and free, walking these fields in my bare feet. There wasn't no place I couldn't go with a 22 rifle and a fishing pole. Well, I live in the city, but don't fit in. You know it's a pity the shape I'm in. Well, I got no home and I got no choice. Oh Lord, have mercy on a country. Bobwhite quail. The river was clear and deep back then. Had fishing lines tied to the willow limb. Well, I live in the city, but don't fit in. You know it's a pity the shape I'm in. Well, I got no home and I got no choice. Oh Lord, have mercy on a country. cut down the cypress and the sweet gum tree. There's a laundromat and a barber shop, and now the whole meadow is a parking lot. Well, I live in the city, but don't fit in. You know it's a pity the shape I'm in. Well, I got no home and I got no choice. Oh Lord, have mercy on a country boy. Well, I live in the city, but don't fit in.
Josh Turner, Lord have mercy on a country boy. Yep, 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 yep. Man, I tell you, man, I don't know whether it's hotter in the daytime or harder in the nighttime.
I'm not sure either.
All I do know is summer nights.
I'm
Summer nights. I don't know, man. It's hot. That's because we live in Florida. Duh. Huh.
Florida sucks.
What a language. Holy cow.
I could have said it a different way, but I didn't go that way. I just said Florida sucks.
Uh-huh.
I didn't use the other word that I usually use.
Well, that's good.
You ought to be proud of me.
I am, because if you did, then you'd be like the little old lady from Pasadena.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go.
But parked in a rickety
Pasadena, Jan and Dean. You know, when the cable guy was here installing our new internet, I was messing with William, right? I was tickling his feet. You know, I kept thinking to myself, ooh, that smell.
Too much code.
Leonard Skinner, ooh, that smell, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's pretty bad when an 8-year-old's odor eaters need odor eaters.
That's not nice.
But it's true.
It's not nice.
Oh, come on, how many times has he got?
You talk about your grandson, that's not nice.
How many times have our grandson got in the car after getting off the school bus and he's still got his shoes on and you're like, dang, boy.
Oh, my God.
Like I said, his odor eaters need odor eaters.
If you only knew, people. If you only knew.
No shit, man. Holy cow.
This boy can thank you out of a freaking house quicker than you can say goodbye.
No shit.
He stinks. His feet stank so bad. It's like, please go do something with them feet before you kill us.
And it ain't because the sneakers are old. These are with brand new sneakers that aren't even a week old. That is the sadder part. He's got clean socks on every day.
That's bad.
Man. I don't know. It just turns us every which way but loose.
I've always been the kind of man who doesn't believe in strings. Long-term obligations are just unnecessary things. But girl, you've got me thinking while I'm drinking one more beer. If I'm headed for a heartache, then why the hell am I still here? I'm testing my resistance, and it's wearing mighty thin. I've got the feeling I should leave before the roof caves in. My mind tells me to move along, but my body begs me to stay. And now I feel the need to hold you close and love the night away. While you're turning me every which way but loose, you turn me every which way but loose. Inside the fire's burning me, in my mind you just keep turning me every which way but loose. Baby, there's no excuse to turn me every but loose. When the sun comes up in the morning, it should find me someplace new. But right this minute, all I want is to lay here next to you. Those memories still keep calling me from somewhere in my past. Better hurry if they want me, 'cause I can feel me fading fast. While you're turning me every which way but loose, you turn me every which way but loose. Inside the fire's burning me, in my mind you just keep turning me every which way but loose. Baby, there's no excuse to turn me every which way but loose.
Eddie Rabbit, every which way but loose. Yes. Now we're going to go to the wild side with Motley Crue.
Down, you see that I'm three lines, we're living,
Motley Crue's Wild Side.
Oh my God, I
folks, my better half over here is lately telling me that I'm mean.
He is.
She says that I've got a bad attitude.
He does.
I don't have a bad attitude.
Yes, you do.
I do not have a bad attitude.
Yes, he does.
Well, you know what? Why don't we just let Meatloaf decide that with his song? Okay?
What's that?
Bad attitude.
Yeah.
bad attitude. Yeah, Meatloaf. Yeah, I got bad attitude. Yeah.
And it's not a good thing. You're supposed to. It's not a good thing when you have a bad attitude and you like it. That's not a good thing.
Bad attitude comes natural for me. I'm a Taurus. Taurus are badasses with bad attitudes. Damn.
No, you just asses.
Fight mine, baby. Is that? Yeah, our granddaughter's just throwing away her dinner, her dessert over here. She's throwing stuff over here. So anyway, I'm just going to be like Kansas and carry on, wayward son.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Yeah.
Kansas, Carry On Wayward Son. Yeah, that's me. I'm the wayward son.
No, your name is Mr. Attitude.
Mr. Bad Attitude, thank you.
You're not supposed to be proud of having a bad attitude.
Why not?
Because you're not.
Yeah, you are.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are, because then people won't fuck with you.
No, because that's just being mean.
Yeah, and you're supposed to be nice, loving, and kind.
I am.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Not lately.
Yeah, okay.
You're being a mean ass lately.
You're a mean one, Mr. Scott.
You're being a bully.
Oh, yeah. Listen here, you who I gave my card to today. I'm being a bully.
You're being a bully.
I'm being a bully. Come on, put him up.
See, listen. He wants me to put my fist up. He's being a bully.
Put him up.
If you don't get an attitude, you won't get nothing done.
That's right.
Don't hurt him.
That I control your woman.
Yes, you can't control your man.
Anyway, we're moving on to the next song because everybody in the house has got it out of control. We're going to do All of Me.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You've got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. Every mood, you're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. All of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh,
give me all of you. Cards on the table, we're both showing hearts. All your perfect imperfections.
give your all to me. Give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me. And you give me all of you. I give you all of me. And you give me all of you. Oh.
Me.
Wouldn't you know? We finally get his song on and he's not listening.
Well, you know, he's not listening even if you announce that he's not listening on the radio. So you're kind of like,
dumbass. All this time he's been telling me he wanted that song by John Legend, All of Me, and we finally get it on and then he's not even listening. So, you know what? Next time you ask for a song, you can kiss my patootie.
You know what they say, you snooze, you lose. So, he lost. Let's go on with some California Girls with Katy Perry.
You're my treasure. You're my treasure. You're my treasure. Yeah, you do.
Katy Berry, California girls.
Girls?
Yeah, it's not spelled G-I-R-L-S. It's G-U-R-L-S. Katy Perry's girls. Anyway, let's keep it going because we're almost out of time. So we're going to keep it going with a little bit of Elton John's Candle in the Wind.
Goodbye to home, Jean. Though I never knew you at all, you had to raise your own self. But those around you crawled. They crawled out of the woodwork and they whispered into your brain. They set you on the treadmill and they made you change your name. Never know who to blame to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just here. Your candle burned out long before your legend ever did. That Marilyn was found in the news. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in.
Tribute to Marilyn Monroe. Actually,
Diana Ross.
No, Princess Diana.
I mean, Princess Diana. I'm sorry, Princess
right.
Diana.
Right. Candle in the Wind for when she
yep.
died. Yep. Man, it's going to be great. We're going to have the next 2 weeks off. That means we can get some more new music for the show and get ready to get crazier for 2 hours instead of an hour and a half. Woohoo! Party time.
That just means more talking for him, folks.
Actually, I might.
Because he can't shut up.
I might see if I can get Marlon to come back for our 2 hour
he
debut.
He just don't want to shut up.
Yeah. Oh, there's the thunder. I knew
hell.
I knew I should have put thunder rolls on here tonight. Something told me I should have. Anyway, with that note, and by the way the sky looks right now, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and go to our last song and say our goodnights now. So it's time to say, do you want to say it or do you want me to say it tonight? Well, I guess you want me to say it. Goodnight, sweetheart. It's time to go. Goodnight, sweetheart. It's time to go. Get ready for AGT. Goodnight, sweetheart.
That's why we have no listeners, because you sing.
You said that last week, and we didn't know we're listeners. So, na-na-na-na-boo-boo.
Just play the damn song.
Are you going to say goodbye? We're gone for 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tonight, we come back.
Goodbye, dear.
For 2 hours. For 2 hours, I'm going to try to get our regular...
Shut up!
Shut up.
God dang, you want to watch that? You never shut up.
Sophie, go give me the duct tape for Daddy.
See, he never shuts up, folks. He asked me about the second night. How am I supposed to say goodnight when he said when he won't shut up?
Say goodnight, so
well, then shut up.
I don't want to shut up. I was talking.
Jesus Christ. Didn't get a word in edgewise with you.
Speed.
Night, guys. I might get to talk to you next time we come back.
Yeah, the duct.
If somebody else shut up long enough.
If I take the duct tape off her mouth. Anyway, I'm going to try to get Marlon to come back for our 2 hour premiere. See what he's
been up to. Then I have a reason not to shut up.
We'll see what he's been up to. Maybe. We'll see you 2 weeks from tonight. Until then, this is Scott and his crazy co-host,
Sandy,
saying, be good. We're leaving you with open arms by Journey. Bye, y'all.
Softly you whisper, you're so